Let's talk about editing your work. Your manuscript is finally written. You breathe a great sigh of relief. But hold on, you aren't done yet. Never consider your book finished until you've spell-checked it on your computer. And if your computer has a grammar and style-checking program, such as WriteWriter, and that's WriteWriter, or Grammatic, use it now to catch obvious flaws, to flag overly long sentences, etc. Even the best writers can benefit from a good editor working with them. Editing is a special skill that the average author doesn't perform well. And since, in spite of their expertise, editors are notoriously poorly paid, the expense of getting professional help for your work won't normally be too large. A poorly edited book is harder to read, harder to believe, and less likely to be reviewed. It is shameful to see a good book cut to ribbons by a reviewer because of poor grammar or spelling. Such was the case in 3 Days in November, published by St. Martin's. While the plot was praised, the reviewer noted, quote, "Unfortunately, the reader also has to detour around some disasters in editing and proofreading," close quote. Because the author knows the subject so well, he or she is usually too close to it. Objectivity is lost. A professional editor can help detect passages that are unclear or poorly organized. This is called content or creative editing. During a second reading, your editor will do copy editing. That's whisking out grammar, spelling, and punctuation errors. Short of hiring a pro, which is best, of course, enlist the help of several literate friends or associates to go over your work. It's a good idea to give them some instructions. Ask that they underline any misspelled or questionable words, circle unclear passages, and note rough transitions with a question mark. Also, encourage them to jot any suggestions in the margins. Encourage them to be specific. Specific, constructive criticism is like surgery. It cuts out the malignancy and spares the rest of the body. Vague criticism is like chemotherapy. It causes the copy's hair to fall out and makes the whole thing look sicker than it really is. Even best-selling authors like James Michener use others to refine their work. Says Michener, quote, "I invite 4 outside experts, a subject matter scholar, an editor, a style arbitrator on words, and a final checker to tear it apart," close quote.